mal.
Amen. We love him. This him. Amen. Amen. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. Amen. Amen. That's a good question for me. Amen. And for me. This him. Doesn't matter how we feel. Let's worship him. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
To be, oh God, but I'm sure it's the prayer of every person,
yes,
here, Lord.
Lord,
Bless our brother Vladimir as he leads us.
Amen.
Tonight, oh God. Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for our pastor as he comes to
yes,
stand before
Lord.
Us with the word. Lord, may you use him tonight
Amen.
To every situation, Lord,
Grant
in the lives
Lord,
of the
Jesus.
People that are here, and even those that are not here, Lord, we commit them to you, Father. Let it be such a prayer meeting, Lord,
Amen.
That we look back and say, in that day, you spoke to us and it
yes,
burnt
Lord.
In our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
I don't know if you feel sometimes some burden and you don't know what to do. But just to bring that burden to us.
Amen.
When we start to sing some songs and burden is just a burden.
Amen.
That's why it's good to sing those songs. In that rock I will hide. Amen. Can sister find that song? It's Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Amen.
We need to come to that time where you forget about everything.
Amen.
We need to come to oil. Amen. Even this evening. Give me oil in my lamp.
Keep me burning.
That's one.
Who will point them to the night?
Oh,
more of prayer. And the demon that first came and had all nights and nights, and he said, why? I never believed it was possible. Somebody could come and pray like that. But it's a wonderful thing. Once you've tasted of that, because once your soul has tasted of that,
amen.
It'll never be satisfied.
Hallelujah.
And it'll never be satisfied in us. Let's open 1 Kings chapter 9. Let's take a thought about prayer from 1 Kings chapter 9. This is Solomon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord came and appeared to him the second
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
Let's read from verse 1. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built, to put my name there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, let's bring your blessing upon the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, you in your wonderful way would stir up the souls of your people, those that are with us together in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, them that should be caught up in this life, I pray.
Amen.
That, Father, you'd help them to remember once again the sweet hour of prayer.
Amen.
Father, Lord, the refuge,
Amen.
Lord, that they've found in you so many times.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your people. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for your praise. Thank you for your mercy. Bless our meditation. Quicken us in prayer. In Jesus' name. Let's take a seat. Let's take a thought before we have come to pray. We have one prayer request. Brother Bud's father, we want to pray for him. Brother Bud was asking. He was blocked in his ear, and now he's getting a little buzzing sound in his ear. Very, very hot. Bad, so he's asking for prayer.
Amen.
Now let's just think of this thought. What is the true place of prayer? What is the true place of prayer?
Amen.
You know, the moment you ask somebody, if I asked you and I said, what is the place of prayer? Somebody would say, well, it's in the closet. And you'd say, yes, that's true. You know, prayer must be prayed in the closet. But what is the closet? Like when Jesus says, when you want to pray, shut yourself in your closet. Now, is the closet a physical location? Is the closet your bedroom? Is it your car? Is it getting up on the side of the hill?
Sorry.
No, it's not, because you can easily go to any of those places and not really pray.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you can get on your knees, you can think that you're offering prayer, but you know it's not really true prayer that's being offered. So what really is the correct place of prayer? Is it in church? Well, that's a good place to come to pray, because it, under a covenant promise of 2 and 3, when you gathered, the Lord said he'd be there. Yes, it's helpful to pray and pray, but I think there's vast majority of prayer in this age prayed in church isn't prayer. You know, God doesn't really hear that prayer. He doesn't count it really as prayer. So what is prayer? What makes something genuine prayer? What is a great place to pray? You know, what is it that the Lord really desires? And what is it that the soul of a believer desires? Yeah, and if you just read the scripture we've read, the Lord answered unto Solomon in verse 3, and the Lord said, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me.
Amen.
So genuine prayer is prayer that's made before him.
Amen.
Because you can offer prayer and not be before the Lord. And friends, that's not real prayer. But when you can come before the Lord, when your soul comes before the Lord, that's not a physical location. That may be in the belly of a whale. That may be in a lion's den. That may be on Patmos. That may be on an airplane. You know, when there's trouble with the engine. You know, in whatever situation that it is, that may be you lying on your bed, that may be you kneeling in your whichever room or place that you use for prayer. You know, it isn't limited to a physical location, the real place of prayer. The real place of prayer is when you come before
Hallelujah.
The Lord. When your soul comes before the Lord. And that's what the Lord was recognizing in Solomon's prayer. We know Solomon's prayer at the beginning, before when they dedicated the temple. You know, and he asked and he put that supplication before the Lord. And the Lord heard his prayer. And God answered him back. And the Lord now came and said it there in that verse 2 and verse 3. He says, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me.
And friends, that's the important part.
Amen.
And the soul of a believer will never be satisfied with anything less.
Mm.
You know, when you just get on your knees and your mind is far away, your heart is far away,
amen,
you're thinking of all the activities and the business of life. You offer a whole lot of words. You might make a whole lot of noise. You might whisper. You might shout, whichever way that you like to pray. And then you get off your knees. Your soul isn't satisfied.
Amen.
Why? Because you haven't come before the Lord.
Yes.
Mm.
You know, your soul, the desire of your soul is to come before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And genuine prayer is when your soul comes into that secret place of the Most High.
Mm.
When your soul is ushered now beyond the outer court of, you know, the like the prophet says, the outer court where one day it's dark, one day it's stormy, next day it's sunny, then night comes. That you've moved beyond that kind of a spiritual realm. You've moved beyond the inner court and you've moved into the most holy place. And now you've brought your soul before the Lord. Now that is prayer. Anything else is not prayer.
Mm.
You know, people might, we teach our children Our Father, we teach them how to pray, and it's good. You know, and children, the Lord does respect them because they're praying according to the level of experience that they have.
Mm.
You know, but we could come here and say, Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's called the Lord's Prayer. But in the eyes of the Lord, unless you're praying that your soul in the right condition, that's not prayer.
Amen. Amen.
That might have been the Lord's Prayer, but it's not real prayer in the eyes of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not the words that you say so much.
Amen.
It's not the posture that you take.
Mm.
No, it's not how so many people, you think of in the Bible, the Pharisee. He went up, I think it's in Luke chapter 9, and he went up and there was the publican. And he was praying right in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was the very Shekinah glory of God behind the veil, but God never respected what he said as prayer.
Amen.
You know, he was in the right physical location, but he wasn't in the right place spiritually.
Amen.
He never came and appeared before the Lord.
Mm.
His soul never came before the Lord. And here now was the publican beating himself on the breast, not knowing even the words to say.
Mm.
And God had respect unto the man. And that man received the thing that he was looking for. He received justification for his sin.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so it shows it's not the multiplication of words.
Mm.
There's so much prayer, friends. Especially the thing that really impressed me so much about Solomon's prayer is it was a prayer that God so respected. And it was made in public.
Mm.
It's not easy to pray before the Lord in public.
Right.
You know, there's too much of our humanity that can be in control. And you'll hear somebody praying, and the person who's praying is correcting somebody else. And, you know, he's preaching in his prayer. And he's wanting to show that he knows more than somebody else. You know, that's not praying before the Lord.
Amen.
But when Solomon prayed, and here was all the Levites and they prepared everything for the building of the for the dedication of the temple. Here's all the dignitaries before him. Here's all Israel before him. The man, friends, broke into a realm that he prayed before the Lord.
Amen.
And that's a powerful thing when you find somebody and pray. How blessed it is when you ask someone to close in prayer. And you can tell that person is praying before the Lord.
Amen.
They're not praying before the people. They're not worried really what the people say, if the people say amen or not.
Mm.
They're not worried about what people think about their prayer.
Amen.
They're in another place, in another realm. Their soul has come into the presence of the living God.
Mm.
Their soul has come to a place of a divine reality.
Mm.
And the soul has got certain things inside that it wants to express. Not coming from the mind, but coming from the heart. There's certain desires, there's certain burdens, there's certain things that the soul really desires to express.
Mm.
But the soul can never express those things until it comes before the Lord.
Mm.
And then when you sense inside of your soul that I've got an audience with the Lord, you know, there's an opening today.
Yeah,
there's a spiritual reality. There's His unction, there's His life, there's His quickening power. There's His divine reality now. Having a communion with my soul, now your soul is able to express the things that it wants to express. It's not your mind praying.
Mm.
You're praying it from your heart. You're praying it from your soul. And that is what real prayer is. Real prayer is when you come before the Lord.
Amen.
And now when you come before the Lord, you pour out your heart before the Lord. Like the Bible says, you think of Abraham, Genesis 18. What does it say? He stood before the Lord. He realized the lateness of the hour. I'm sure he had prayed many times before for Lot. I'm sure he had often prayed, God would have been respected that prayer. But that day when the Lord came down with those two angels, and then Abraham now had a special audience, and the Lord spoke to him, and he was standing right before the Lord.
Mm.
Oh, my friend, he was very specific in the things that he prayed. He didn't multiply his words. He didn't try to make something sound flowery or sound impressive in the eyes, in the ears of other people. He had an audience before the Lord came. And there was a pressing and an urgent need because the word had spoken to him and told him, I've heard the cry of Sodom and I'm going down.
Amen.
And I said, that's as bad that I've heard. And the Lord just cut off his sentence. And Abraham realized now, I have this opportunity.
Mm.
My soul now has come into presence, in the presence of its maker.
Mm.
Now my soul has come into the presence of my Father.
Mm.
And I have this need, I have this burden that's been burdening me. And now it's like the golden scepter has been reached forth from the throne, and I've been ushered in. And what is it that you want to ask of me?
Amen.
And there's a divine opening, and there's a divine reality, friends. You can't explain it properly in words, but every believer knows what I'm speaking about.
Amen.
There's a certain place when it becomes prayer, because it's praying before the Lord.
Amen.
You know, David speaks of it in the scriptures. If you read Psalm 42, if you can put it up for us, sister. We know the scripture pretty well. Let's read Psalm 42, 1 and 2. David understood this principle very well. He says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
Hallelujah.
Oh, friends, that's the real place of prayer.
Amen.
When your soul comes and appears before God.
Amen.
Oh, friends, and David had been, I'm sure, speaking to the Lord along the way, and he had been praying in different ways, but he never had that breakthrough. You know, he had this burden, he had this desire. In verse 1, when it says that my soul was panting, in verse 2, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Sorry, verse 2, sister. When shall I come and appear before God? Ah, friends, that's a great desire for person to have. That's the real place of prayer. Because genuine prayer is prayed where? In God's provided place of worship. In the place that He has chosen to place His name. That's the only place that genuine prayer can be made. Because that's when you're approaching and appearing before the Lord. And my friends, you are the place that God has chosen to place His name.
Amen.
And it's just getting yourself to that place that your soul now comes before the Lord.
Amen.
Because that is the real place of prayer. Just like the Lord said to Solomon. He says, I've heard your prayer and your supplication that you prayed before me. And friends, that's the most precious privilege that God has given. And like I say, for Solomon to be able to pray in that kind of a way, to pray publicly a prayer that it was just him and the Lord. He didn't worry about anything else. It was just him communing with the Lord. He had these burdens. He had these desires. He had these needs. He realized the responsibility before him to build the Lord's house. But he realized his youth. He realized all these things. And these things were inside of his heart. And I'm sure he had expressed them in different ways. But that day when it came to the dedication day, and he had an opportunity to pray, something opened up.
Hallelujah.
And he was prepared. He moved into a certain place.
Amen.
And now he prayed before the Lord.
Amen.
And that's when he poured something out before the Lord. And he could really sense inside of himself that there was something different.
Mm.
It's like the Lord Jesus. He always prayed. Every prayer that he prayed was before the Lord.
Amen.
He says, Father, I know that thou always hearest me. And that's how when he prayed, whether in private, whether it was in public, there was something powerful about his prayer.
Amen.
People could see he's not praying to be heard.
Mm.
He's not praying to impress us. He's not praying, and in his prayer he's trying to teach us and preach to us. But this is a communion. He is before his Father.
Amen.
And he's pouring out his soul before his Father. And that's why the disciples were so impressed by his prayer.
Mm.
They were so used to the Pharisees and the way that they would pray, the public wanting to be seen, offering long prayers like Jesus said.
Mm.
But now when Jesus would pray, there was a difference in the way that he prayed. Amen. There was a reality. They could see something different. And that's why they came to him. What did they say? Master, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
And then he had to teach them how to pray. But that was the power of his prayer. Always prayed before the Lord.
Mm.
Let's look at another one. Psalm 5, if you'll bring it for us, sister. Sorry, Psalm 62. Speaking of praying before the Lord.
Amen.
Our friends, the believer's privilege. The privilege that you have, because he said, I am will be with you,
amen,
in you to the end of the world. I'll never leave you forsaken. You are the temple of the Most High. He's dwelling there right inside of your soul. So anytime you as a believer, you don't have to go to Jerusalem like you did in the Old Testament. You don't have to find out which way is it that I have to set my face towards Jerusalem like Daniel and them did. At any time, depending on the condition of your heart, condition of your soul, you can appear before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You can pray before the Lord as the Lord commanded Solomon. But in Psalm 62 verse 8, it says, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. Friends, there's something so spiritually healthy about that. That's the only place where the prophet preaches on letting off the pressure. When you find that refuge, when there's something that opens up, when you really pray the way that prayer should be prayed. Remember the prophet speaking about taking a man to pray before God. He says, and that man's done you evil. And says, then you go and you stand in the presence of God the way that prayer should be prayed. He says, you're taking that man with you, spiritually speaking, to stand before the Lord. And then he says, and then you speak to the Lord, and then the Lord speaks back to you.
Amen.
Ah, friend. And David is looking forward to that as well. He says, look, he says, we have an access here that other people don't have. We can pour out our hearts before the Lord.
Amen.
That's the place, friends. That's the secret closet. That's the secret place of the Most High. And to a believer, it doesn't rely on a physical location. It doesn't rely on posture. Doesn't rely on anything. You might not even say words. But you can pour out your heart before the Lord. And that's the only thing that can satisfy the soul of a genuine believer. Is to pour out your soul before the Lord. To appear before the Lord and to speak unto him. And that's why David was saying that. He says, my soul thirsts. When shall I appear before the living God? Now, when shall I come before the Lord once again? And friend, you might look back in your life. And if you look too far back before the last time that you really came in prayer before the Lord, you're in a very dangerous place. You're in a very dangerous place. The prophet says if your soul, if a believer doesn't experience the supernatural on a regular basis, you get what? Cold and backslidden. No matter how much your sins may be under the blood, whatever it is, but our souls, friends, they need to regularly appear before the Lord. They need to commune with him in his presence, come right before the Lord, and then him speak to you and you speak back to him like you were commending Solomon there. But it's got to be before the Lord. Now, there's so many other people. Now, Job says that. Now, if you appear before the Lord, one thing I like about the prayers, if you look at the saints in the Bible, like you take Job. Job said, if only I could find his seat. If only I could find where he is. What did he say? He says, if I could just appear before him once again, I would fill my mouth with arguments. You know, so Job had these questions, he had these burdens, he had these desires. He tried to speak unto the brethren. They just made things worse, just confused him even more. And what he needed, he just needed the prophet, and he needed that channel to open up. He needed to have been granted that audience once again, when he could now present himself before the Lord. And then he says, when I just get that opportunity again, I've got so many things that I need to say to him. So many things I need to speak to him. And then he says, and I know that he would speak to me. He would put strength in me.
Amen.
And friends, that's the blessed thing about that kind of prayer. When you pray before the Lord. Not praying before men. It's not just you in the room or you in your car or you wherever it is that you pray, but it's you and him. Now there's that contact, there's that spiritual opening, there's that audience that opens up in the spiritual realm, and all of a sudden you sense inside of yourself that you're before the Lord. And friend, now you already pray the way that prayer should be prayed.
Amen.
Because this is not prayer then from the mind. Because prayer from the mind doesn't mean very much. This is not prayer from the soul. This is prayer from the heart. This is the deep desire. This is the burden. The soul wants to have communion with its maker. That's what it desires.
Amen.
You know, that's why it's not your five senses now in control in your prayer. It's now your sixth sense kicks in.
Amen.
Because now you have a substance within. Now there's a spiritual reality that you moved into, that you know, He hears my prayer.
Amen.
He's real. There's a substance in that realm. You may not see Him with your eyes, but you know that you're standing before Him.
Amen.
You know that you're in His very presence. He's surrounding your soul. You're standing in His glory. Friend, that's the real place. That's the sixth sense now kicks in the substance. And now you're going to start to pray in a different kind of way. Remember that girl in the asylum, the one who always gives the example. And the prophet went there and spoke to her, and such a nice lady, and didn't understand what she's doing in a place like that. And so the prophet now started to speak to her, and then she gave her story and so forth. Then the prophet says, surely, sister, you don't desire to stay in this place. And she says, no, I don't. And he said, okay, would you accept the Lord? She said, I will. He says, will you pray now? And the Lord will help you. She said, please. And then she got on her knees and she prayed. But you know the problem is, she never prayed before the Lord. It was just prayer from her mind. It was prayer from her emotions. No, just that kind of a thing. And then she got up and she wiped her eyes and said to the prophet, no, I think I'll be okay now. And the prophet says, no. Get down on your knees.
Amen.
Because the prophet could sense, no, she hasn't yet appeared before the Lord.
Amen.
And then she prayed the second time, and then she got crying and all that. Then she got up again, and the prophet says, no. Then he says that the third time she prayed, she got a hold of something real.
Amen.
You see, now something opened up in a realm that you and I cannot see. Something opened up in that spiritual realm, and all of a sudden she started to realize she was before the Lord. Now that the scepter had been reached forth. That something had opened up now, and now she prayed a different kind of a prayer. And this time now, when she finished praying, she said to the prophet, she said, Brother, something's changed.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said to her, what? You'll be all right now, sis. And friends, once a person knows how to pray before the Lord, you have confidence. It doesn't matter where they go in this life. They might go somewhere where there's no fellowship. They may go somewhere where there's trials and persecution. They may go somewhere where, as long as a person knows that true place of prayer, a person knows how to pray before the Lord. I'm afraid it doesn't matter where they go.
Hallelujah.
As long as a person knows that the person's soul, you know how to bring your soul into that place to express itself in the presence of the Lord. Friends, that's the most, you're the most privileged of the privileged people of the earth.
Amen.
Because that golden scepter is not reached forth to everybody.
Hallelujah.
But to admit you to come into the secret place of the Most High, that you can come within the veil into the very presence of the Shekinah. That Shekinah, it's a powerful thing, friends.
Amen.
And God grants us that grace. And that is the true place of letting off the pressure. That is the place that you'll come with your frustrations, you'll come with your burdens, you'll come with all the cares and worries trying to weigh you down. And when you get into that place,
amen.
Oh, my friend, now you can pour out your heart before the Lord. Look in Psalm 5, verse 3. David's speaking of it once again. I like this, what he says about his prayer. David, when he prayed, he was very specific. He says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee.
Amen.
Ah, friend. That's not a person who's just coming and just giving a lot of words and just putting a big shopping list before the Lord. No. This is a person who's come to a place that they know, like Abraham, you're standing before the Lord.
Amen.
And then the Lord now is asking you, what wilt thou And now your prayer is targeted. It's a very clear aim that you're taking with your prayer.
Amen.
You know the very thing that's burden that's inside of your soul. And you're bringing something very specific before the Lord. Like Abraham. If there's 10, if there's 40, if there's 30, if there's 20, if there's 10. He knew the very specific thing that if I get into that place, I know what I'm going to ask the Lord.
Amen.
Friend, it's like Sister Hattie Wright when the Lord came down in the pillar of fire. And she was standing before the Lord.
Amen.
Just as much as Abraham was standing before the Lord. And then the voice said, ask what you will.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. She was very specific. She knew the very thing to ask. There was a burden in her soul. And now an access in her soul, there was an access now to this great unction, this great quickening. And then she realized now's my opportunity.
Mm.
And praying in that place, that spiritual place, she brought that very specific request before the Lord.
Mm.
And the prophet says, the only reason God gave it to her and didn't give it to other people is he knew what she would ask.
Amen. Amen.
So the Lord saw what was inside of her soul. So that open the way, open the channel to him. Says, ask what you will. And she prayed according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
The very burden that was in the heart of the Lord, the very spiritual frequency that he was working in at that time,
mm-hmm.
looking down at those two young boys, the prophet says, it was their time to come in.
Amen.
She inside of her soul, that burden she had, was so much in tune with the burden that the Lord had. And friend, when she stood before the Lord, she directed her prayer. It
Amen.
Was a directed prayer. She knew what she was going to ask for. Friends, I really believe that's a good thing.
Amen.
When we come for prayer tonight, what is it that you want to say to the Lord? As something opens up inside of your soul and as you realize his presence there within the veil, what is it that you want to pour out before the Lord? What is in your heart that you want to really put before him as a petition? Let it be clear before you come before him.
Amen.
Let it be focused. Let it come spiritually tuned inside of yourself.
Amen.
That when you come before him, you put in something that's particular. You know it's according to his will. It's not just something coming from your imagination. It's not just something coming from your natural desire. But there's a spiritual burden. There's a spiritual deep. There's something that's been moving and working inside of you and has been wanting to express itself for some time. And then when you come before the Lord, you pour that out before the Lord.
Amen.
And friend, that's a powerful thing. Because that's the kind of prayer that gets answered. That really is the kind of prayer. Remember Hannah? She had prayed many times. But this time when she went, she prayed before the Lord. She'd been to the same physical location. She'd been to church many times. The tabernacle. There she had seen the priest. She had done all of those things before. But this time when she came, there was a burden in her soul. This had become a burden inside of her soul. It had moved just beyond her natural need. Because her natural need, if she just was focusing on that, she would have said, Lord, give me a man-child. Or give me a child. But she had moved beyond that realm. She had moved into a spiritual place that she said, Lord, if you will give me a man-child, I'll lend him to the Lord all the days of his life.
Mm.
You see, because the Lord had a need. The Lord needed a prophet. The Lord needed someone to usher in the kingdom of David. And she had a need. And friends, she moved into a certain place spiritually first. And the desire that she had, the burden inside of her soul, that something that was looking to express itself, it was perfectly in harmony with God's desire for
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
And she could feel it. There was something inside. She had tried to pray before, but she had never got a liberty. She had never got a release. That burden had never been rolled off from her over onto the Lord. But that day when she went to the tent door, and she got on her knees, something opened up. She was now in the correct place of prayer.
Mm.
Physically, good, under that cover.
Amen.
But spiritually speaking, she was in the right place of prayer. Because something opened up to her. And what is the proof that she stood before the Lord in her prayer? When she finished praying and she left that place, the scripture says, she was no more sad.
Amen.
The burden of her soul.
Amen.
That's why the scripture says, casting all of your care upon him. Because he cares for you. And if you really do that from your soul and you appear before the Lord and you pour it out from your heart like David said, my friend, you will never leave here with that burden upon you. Now the interesting thing with David, many times when you read the Psalms, you'll see there's not so many times in the Psalms when David speaks of the answer to his prayer. Most of the time he's just wanting to appear before the Lord. Because it's the same thing. Because a believer knows, if I can just break into that channel, if I can just come into that spiritual dimension before me, if that channel opens up, like the prophet said about Job, he says he couldn't get the inspiration on him. Now that channel that would normally open up, that prophetic channel between him and the Lord, it hadn't opened up this time. And he had this burden, he had this care, but he couldn't find the channel, he couldn't find that spiritual release, that place that he could pour that out before the Lord. And something from when he poured it before the Lord would somehow minister back in that spiritual realm to him, and he'd know the situation's over. Amen. And that's why David, many, many times, if you go read the Psalms, all that he wanted was, if I can just appear before the Lord.
Amen.
If I can just come into that place in his presence where he's real. Because David knew the Lord's nature. He knew, if I can come before the Lord and pour out his soul, my soul before him, I know his character. Once I put it in his hands, he knows the desire of my heart. I know he's going to answer that prayer.
Amen.
And to David, coming into that place to appear before the Lord was as good as the Lord answering his prayer. Same like Hannah. When she got into that spiritual place, she put a request, received the blessing of Eli as a confirmation. She left there, she hadn't received the answer.
Amen.
But something spiritually had taken place for her because she had prayed before the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet says, pray in the presence of God the way that prayer should be made. Amen. And friends, your soul will never be satisfied with anything less, and you know that. And you find believers, the longer they go without offering that kind of prayer, that kind of true prayer, the pressure starts to build in the soul of a believer.
Mm.
And the burdens, the pressure, the steam starts to build up. And then you find someone is impatient with their wife and impatient with their children and so forth. Many times it's a symptom you haven't appeared before the Lord enough.
Amen.
Because if you could come before him and pour it out like David is saying, that burden, that all that something, and friends, you know what it's like. It's not so much the words that you say. The prophet gave us such a good example of that young boy. He had a burden and a desire inside of his heart, but he couldn't find the words to express it before the Lord.
Amen.
So he just started saying the alphabet. And people would have looked and said, that's foolish. Surely you need to put your words carefully before the Lord. No. Friends, prayer is from the soul, genuine prayer. So it's beyond even the words that we say. Sometimes, like Paul says, you won't find the right words to say. So the spirit will have to groan with what words, with groanings that cannot be uttered. You know, sometimes you can just sit there before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know how to express myself. Don't you know where I am? Lord, I just need you. Lord, I need you to move on this situation. You don't have to put too many specifics because he sees your soul. And if you before the Lord and there's a burden inside of you in your heart, the Lord will really, really grant you that release and take off that burden.
Amen.
You know, David said it, we read the scripture, to appear before the living God. And friends, the soul of the elect is never satisfied until it appears before the living God. Before you come back into his living presence. And that's genuine and that's true prayer. When your soul is surrounded by his glory. Look in Luke chapter 9. This is a couple of scriptures and we come to pray. But I really like the way that the scripture speaks about it, showing genuine prayer. When Jesus went up to Mount Transfiguration, Luke 9 verse 28. This is real in the veil prayer. He says, and the Bible says, and it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And verse 29, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. Our friends, that's real prayer before the Lord.
Amen.
That's prayer. That's like Moses when he goes up the mountain and prays. And he's there standing before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Friends, when he comes back from that place, his face is shining with the glory of God.
Amen.
That's real prayer.
Amen.
When you come back from real prayer, from prayer that's offered before the Lord, before the living God.
Amen.
My friend, you won't be listening. The temper, the prophet says, you need to sweeten it with prayer.
Amen.
To come into that presence like Moses. Moses had a hot temper. But when he came from that place, yes, we know that, but when he came from that place, people could see this just isn't this man anymore. There's something beyond just the prophet Moses. He was shining with that glory because he had come to appear before the Lord. And friends, that's what real prayer is. It's when you just get yourself in that glory cloud.
Amen.
When your soul is in that dimension. That now there's a spiritual reality and spiritual things start becoming clear. And you start allowing your soul to speak. You start pouring forth the burdens and the desires of your heart. In whatever words you want to say, whatever way that you want to express it, because God looks on the heart. He sees the burden, he sees the desire. He sees what you're trying to express. He sees the things that you're trying to say. And friend, you just come about it the right way and you'll come away from it just as changed as Moses was changed. You know, just as changed as Jesus on Mount Transfiguration. When he prayed and then things started to change, even the way he looked started to change at the time that he was praying. It's a wonderful thing that, friends. It really is the grace of God. It's an audience like Esther. That's what it is. You know, she was burdened. Why was she burdened? Because she had an audience with the king.
Mm.
She was in relationship with the king, but it wasn't doing her much good. Mm. She had these needs. She needed this to be a living relationship.
Amen.
She needed there to be a fellowship and a communion. She needed an access once again. She needed a favor to come forth from the throne. Mm. No, she needed that communion once again. She needed an opportunity to unburden herself, to bring these petitions and these requests. And so she consecrated herself.
Amen.
And then she clothed herself and she went before the king.
Mm.
And the king put out the golden scepter and says, what is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom.
Amen.
Friends, that's when you've come to the place that he says, ask what you will.
Amen.
When you get yourself in that place, when your soul is in that place, and you come before the Lord in that condition, he'll say to you, like even to Solomon, ask what you will. What is it that you desire for me to do to you? Because he saw the heart's desire of Solomon. He knew Solomon wasn't going to ask for the life of his enemies and so forth. He knew that Solomon was going to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
Amen.
And the Lord now came and said, what is it? He says, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, there's certain petitions that are under this covenant that Christ has established for us that will never be denied when you stand before the Lord.
Amen.
One of those petitions, anything that you need to fulfill your calling, you can have an absolute certainty that if you come before the Lord and put that petition before the Lord, your prayer is already answered.
Amen.
Amen.
Like praying for the Holy Ghost. Yeah. The quickening power, powerful service. How can you serve the Lord without his quickening power? How can you serve the Lord without the resources that he needs to give you to serve him? So when you come before the Lord and you put that as a request before the Lord, you're seeking his kingdom and his righteousness like Solomon did. Lord, how can I serve you? You need to give me divine resources to serve you. Friend, that's the kind of prayer that a million, like Sister Hattie, salvation of her two boys.
Amen.
Friend, those kind of things really, really please him. But there's these certain things that you bring them before the Lord and you know that definitely this is going to be answered. And whatever else that he lays upon your heart,
amen,
whatever else that he lays upon your soul, the prophet says, whatever he can persuade your soul to believe, it's yours. Whatever he can persuade your soul to receive. So when he burdens you inside of your soul and there's something and you're trying to work, you're trying to go to college, you're sitting on the bus, you're trying to push that feeling away all the time and there's a burden, there's a something which you can feel isn't just in your emotion, but it's deep down inside of your soul. My friend, you need to come before the Lord now. That spiritual place Shut yourself in your closet, wheresoever it is. It could even be sitting on the bus. That you just get shut in with God, like the song is when the prophet got his inspiration for Inhamel. Shut in with God in the secret place. Just your soul just comes to that place that he's so real at that time. You know that his ear is towards you. You know that he's listening now to your prayer. And now there's this burden, this desire in your soul. Just express it back to him. Like that young boy, you don't know what to say. Use the alphabet. Because God's not so much looking at the words, but he's looking at the burden. He's looking at the desire. He's looking at that something that your soul is trying to express before him. Because friends, that's in accordance with his will. And you'll find that kind of prayer is always answered. And Hannah, that day she broke into it. It's the same with Jacob. And Jacob had prayed many, many times. He'd seen angels, like we've always said. A lot of things that he went through, he'd seen the dream of Jacob's ladder, and all the different experiences that God had protected him, God had ministered to him. But friends, it came to the place now that wasn't enough. Now that kind of walking, the way that he was walking, that was okay up to there. But now there came a situation, now there came circumstances. He needed to appear before the Lord. He didn't need just to pray that other kind of prayer. He needed to pray before the Lord. He needed that dimension to open up to him. And friends, it was the grace of God because heaven came down. Amen. And the angel came down. And if you read in the book of Amos or Hosea, one of them, it says that how he prayed with supplication, how he prayed with tears, how he laid a hold of that angel. The angel of the Lord wouldn't let him go. And friend, for the first time now, Jacob realized what it was to pray before the Lord, in the very presence of the Most High. And he wrestled in prayer because he realized, now's my opportunity. I may never get another opportunity like this. And he had this burden, he had this deep inside of his soul. But deep down inside, he knew I need a change. Something needs to change within me. I keep on getting in these circumstances. The Lord keeps delivering me from them. But there needs to be a change. And friends, it was the grace of God. The moment that was stirring inside of his soul and he wasn't satisfied anymore, maybe he was thinking deeply about the way that his current course of life was going to take him, the Lord opened that chain. And now he poured out his soul before the Lord. And now there was a presence, there was a reality, there was an unction in that place. And he could sense it. This is my opportunity. And friends, he poured out his heart before the Lord. He didn't even receive an answer. Esau was still coming his way the next day. But he left that place a different man. He walked differently. He saw things differently. He was now Israel. A prince before the Lord. He had now prevailed with God and overcome. Now his soul had expressed itself. Now his soul had come into the presence of the Most High. Friends, once a person learns that, when God admits a person into that, and a person knows how to pray within the veil, a person knows how to break through into that place of divine reality, to break through beyond the veil of your senses and all that, to the place where the sixth sense now declares to you the reality of the living God. And then you pour out your soul before they finish. You'll never be satisfied with those half-hearted praises. You'll never be satisfied with those formal and dry-eyed confessions that the prophet speaks about. Because your soul has tasted the real thing.
Hallelujah.
And your soul will never be satisfied again until it can continually come and drink of those living waters on a regular basis. And friends, that's why it's such a sweet and a blessed thing to come to pray with the saints.
Amen.
Under divine promises, because he's promised, he's with you, he's in you. And you bring that with you to church. I bring it. We all bring it and we come and gather ourselves together under a divine commission, under a divine program, under a divine plan. And God's already been burdening you in these days gone by. The very things he wants you to pray tonight. And then he will come down and open a way for you so that you can express that before him, because he wants to show you the reality of himself in that situation. So friends, let's never be satisfied with any other kind of prayer. This is prayer. Like David says, when shall I appear before the living God? David, he knew my soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I appear before him? Now, under that covenant, you have to go to a physical location. Friends, now it's God's provided place of worship. It's the place that he has chosen to place his name. And he's placed his name in your soul.
Amen.
And all you need to do is break beyond the veil of your senses. Break beyond the veil of your human reasoning and understanding. And let your soul come to that place that it's ordained to come to. And let it express itself and come into this very presence this night. And then whatever it is, when you're in that realm, when he asks you, ask what you will. What's the deep, what's the burden that's inside of it? Speak it.
Amen.
And friends, I've never failed. Never failed to do that because he's the one.
Hallelujah.
Put it in him. And he's the one who's opened the way now for you to express that in his very presence.
Mm.
And friends, that's what the prophet says. He says, you can pray. He says, all a man needs is one step closer and walk a consecrated life. Yeah. That a man can speak, but it's not really him speaking, it's God speaking in him.
Amen.
That a man can pray, it's not really him praying, it's
Amen.
God praying in him.
Amen.
It's prayer coming from the mercy seat inside of his soul.
Amen.
And I'm sure, friends, that's what you desire to know.
Amen.
So we have this one prayer request from Brother Blood's Father. Do you have any other prayer requests this evening? Apart from the usual ones, the ones under the regular commission that he'll never deny us. Pray
Amen.
For God's blessing on our service on Friday for Brother Max Jr. taking the meeting. Praying for our service on Sunday. Praying
Amen.
For our youth.
Amen.
Praying for our
Amen.
Sunday school. Praying for the ministers. Praying for the
Amen.
Deacons and the officers. Praying for Brother Lubaza. Praying for the work there in Galway.
Amen.
Friends, those
Amen.
Are things that God will never deny.
Amen.
Because that's praying perfectly according to his will and his promise.
Hallelujah.
And then there's other things we are praying for our children. Applying the token to them. They're coming before the Lord, praying in his presence, praying before the Lord, speaking the names of our children, yeah, and claiming them under the token. Very important things. Does anybody else have any other request tonight? I think that's enough in here. Yes, sister. Yes, let's remember Savior as well. They booked him in for an operation. Is it February, sister? For his hip, but you want to pray because you don't want that.
Amen.
So we want to come
and
want our
Amen.
Souls, the burden of our souls, to be expressed
Amen.
Before him tonight and in prayer from henceforth that the Lord will deliver
Amen.
And do
Amen.
The work that just needs to be done.
Amen.
Let's stand, saints. Let's ask the brother that judge can't sing one chorus. Let's put these things before the Lord. Whatever the Lord has made upon your heart, let's come before the Lord in the middle of the week and put these things before him. Whatever you have for us, Lord.
truth of those words of that song, let it be a fresh experience and testimony inside of your soul as we come before the Lord. Let's pray.
I come to the soul of the Lord, God. Whenever I look up to the Lord, God, when I hear the trust, you Lord, we come to you, Lord, to the cross. Even as they Father, wait even upon this situation, Father. Lord, let us, Lord Savior, constantly knock at your, Father, door of grace and your door of healing, Lord Father, for this petition, Lord God. Lord Father, until, like all other petitions, you answer, Father, our very need, Lord Savior God. Father, we remember, Lord, our brother David tonight. Lord Father, we, Lord Savior, come again, Lord, in this sweet hour of prayer, asking your grace. That, Lord Father, you would, Lord Father, look upon our brother, Lord, and just, Lord Savior, we, Lord Savior, give favor, we pray, even upon this time. Lord Father, many a time, Lord Father, your silence doesn't mean you, Father, have not answered or you don't want to answer, oh God. But Lord, in your silence, we, Lord Savior, continue, Lord Father, to knock, Lord Savior, even at your door of grace, Lord. Father, for Lord Father, we believe, Lord, and we are sure and we are persuaded that, Lord Father, as you have answered many others, Lord, you will answer this one as well. Jesus. Father, we commit, Lord Savior, all our projects, our building, Lord Savior, project, Lord. Father, oh Father, we know not where it is and where it stands, oh God. But Lord, how we pray that we don't lag behind, oh God. But Lord, you star forward, oh God. Lord, that Lord Savior, it would be, oh Father, in tune with your program, oh God. Lord, that Lord, soon, Lord, Father, that year would be up. We'd be able, Lord, to lay the various requirements of the foundations and stuff, oh God. Lord, we'd be able, Lord, Father, oh God, to lift up, Lord, your heavenly tabernacle, Lord, Father, the place, Father, where, Lord, Father, you would, Lord, Savior, Father, bring a multitude of blessings, oh God. And as a church, Lord, we'd be able to say, Father, you have done great things amidst our lives, Lord, in God. Bless your people, touch your people, we pray, even upon the south. Them, Lord, Savior, that are low in spirit, Lord. Them, Lord, Father, that are, Lord, Father, maybe, oh God, Lord, Savior, just cold at heart. Raise them up, we pray, even upon the south. Father, and we look unto thee, Lord, Savior, as being, Lord, Savior, mentioned, and we believe you mentioned it, Lord. Father, let us continue on, Lord, Savior, knocking at thine door, Lord, Savior, God. Knowing in thee, Lord, Savior, that you, Lord Savior, who answered the petition for Brother Max Jr., yes, answered the petition for Brother Max Sr., Lord Father, yes, even for our Brother Lubanza, Lord Savior God, many other petitions you've answered, Lord, Father, Lord, and we believe, Lord Savior, those that we wait upon, like Sister Marble, Lord God, Lord, and our Lord Father friend out there in Kilkenny, Lord Savior, Dump, Lord, we believe, Lord Father, you, Lord Savior, Father, just, Lord Savior, desire, Lord Father, oh God, to, Lord Savior, answer these requests, Lord Savior God. And we are believing, Lord Savior God, Lord Father, that you would not and would never, Lord Savior, Father, deny us, Lord, even of, Lord Savior, the tools that we need, Lord Savior, to fulfill your work and purpose, oh God. Lord, we bless your name tonight, Lord, as we part with us, oh God. Lord, and help us, oh God, that, Lord Father, when we are in the night watches, oh God, Lord, in the midst of the nights, Lord Savior, oh, Father, if you would awaken us, Lord, let us, Lord, ponder upon this, Lord, Savior, Father, channel that is least exploited, oh, God. Lord, if we could think, Lord, the lines between us, island and thee, oh, God, Lord, are so scarcely used, oh, God. Lord, Father, we desire, Lord, Savior, Father, to flood them with prayers, oh, God. Give us grace, Lord, that, Lord, Father, prayer would not only be made here in this house, but, Lord, we would make prayer wherever we are, oh, God. Lord, Father, if we are constantly, Lord Savior, in communion with thee, Lord, in communication with thee, O God. Lord Father, we could even at work, Lord Savior, be in prayer. Yes. Or between work and home and church, wherever we are, we could be in prayer, O God. Yes. Father, Lord, that we'd be like David said, Lord. Father, when your word is within us, O God, we would always, Lord, be in that channel of prayer. Yes. Bless all our desires and our petitions, O God. Lead us as we part. Lord Father, we desire that you would part with us, keep us along the road. Lord, until we return again to thine house, Lord. Father, we believe you have a table prepared for us for Friday. We bless your name this night. Bless our youth, Lord. Help them, Lord Savior. Father, in these dark, cold days, oh God, give them grace, Lord, that they too, Lord Savior, would have, oh God, that experience with thee, oh God. That life-changing experience, Lord Savior God. That their lives, Lord, would not be because of, Lord Savior, us, their parents, oh God, but they would have a personal experience, Lord Savior God, that they, Lord Savior, as the pastor has mentioned, Lord, no matter where they are, college, Lord Savior, in the heat of things, they have a relationship with thee, O God. Father, for Lord, Father, we've learnt it, Lord Savior, and we desire for them, Lord, to learn it, Lord Savior, that, Lord, it doesn't matter where we are, Lord, Father, but it's just, Lord Savior, our heart, Lord, and our condition, Lord. Lord, we bless your name tonight, Lord. We thank thee for this opportunity you've given unto us again. Father, how we desire that on that day when your books are open, Lord, Father, this, Lord Savior, that we've had tonight, Lord, when you raise all the wrongs we've done behind, and when you look at this day, Lord Savior, you, Lord Savior, look at it, Lord Savior, as a good mission accomplished, O God. Be with us as we part, part with us, we pray, in Jesus' holy name.
In Christmas change.